Week 19, the Mindful Empath's Almanac, for the week of May 5th through May 11th. Quote, I have not an ounce of regret. Every link is so valuable in forming the chain that is my life. Who I am today is because of those links, and I wouldn't change any of them. Alanis Morissette. The past has served its purpose for you, my friends. It has brought you here, to this very moment. All the turns and detours, the imprecise directions that turned into unexpected adventures, the bad choices and the wonderful celebrations, all of it. It brought you here. You could concentrate and emphasize the wrong turns or the bad choices, but even they brought you here to this divine moment. So I ask you, what use is regret? Release that shit. Release that along with any feelings of guilt or remorse you might have. Your path is your own, and comparing it to others can be a source of great suffering. Release that. Release that along with any and all expectations met or unmet. In the divine magic of unlimited opportunity in this moment, those expectations don't serve you. There might have been people that you've journeyed with at times that are no longer companions. Release those feelings of abandonment. Maybe they veered off into a different direction, or perhaps it was you that wandered off in curiosity. Those crossroads and worn paths are behind you now, and those decisions brought you here. There are likely beliefs and ways of being that you've moved beyond. It is not better or worse that others are still in those places. That is part of their journey. Release those feelings of comparison or even superiority, that others aren't where you are. Release the idea that where you are right now is your final destination. There are miles to go, dear traveler. Release those things that are weighing you down and walk lighter. Walk, run, dance, and along your path you might find others dancing with you. You have found your tribe. Those are the ones that will walk you home. Enjoy the journey. Join me in this intention. Today, I choose to live with courage and authenticity, embracing growth over perfection. Join me in the following meditation. Releasing regret. Find a comfortable position, sitting or lying down. Close your eyes gently or soften your gaze if you prefer. Bring your awareness to your breath. Feel the rise and fall of your chest with each inhale and exhale. Let your breath be your anchor, guiding you back to the present moment when your mind wanders. Notice any feelings of regret that may arise. Don't judge them. Simply acknowledge them with a gentle curiosity. Imagine regret as a physical weight, a heavy stone you're carrying. Feel its density, its shape. See yourself holding on to it tightly. With each exhale, visualize yourself loosening your grip on the stone. Let it become a little lighter with each breath. Now, see a soft light filling the space where the stone was. This light represents self-compassion, understanding, and forgiveness. Let it bathe you in its warmth. Repeat the following phrase 3 times as you breathe deeply. I am learning and growing. I am learning and growing. I am learning and growing. Continue breathing deeply. Feel the weight being lifted and replaced with the light of self-compassion. When you are ready, gently bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a few moments to integrate this feeling of release. Remember, releasing regret is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself as you practice letting go. Releasing regret is a powerful tool, and one that takes a lot of self-care and time. Here are some tips to help you along the journey. Acknowledge and feel. The first step is to acknowledge the regret. Suppressing it only gives it power. Sit with the feeling, observe it without judgment. What emotions come up? Learn from the past. Instead of dwelling on what ifs, use regret as a teacher. What can you learn from the situation? How can you use this knowledge to make better choices moving forward? Forgive yourself. We all make mistakes. Holding on to self-blame only hurts you. Practice self-compassion. Forgive yourself for the decisions you made with the knowledge you had at the time. Focus on what you can control. You can't change the past, but you can control your present and future. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, focus your energy on what you can do now to create a fulfilling life. Embrace growth. See your regrets as a stepping stone on your path of growth. Every experience, good or bad, shapes who you are. Celebrate your journey and the lessons learned along the way. Practice gratitude. Shift your focus to the positive aspects of your life. Appreciating the good things can help counter feelings of regret. Live in the present. Regret often keeps us stuck in the past. Mindfulness practices like meditation can help you focus on the present moment, where you have the power to make choices that align with your values. Seek support. Talking to a therapist or counselor can be a valuable tool in processing regret and developing healthy coping mechanisms. Sometimes bad decisions that we might have a feeling of regret for can be humbling experiences that force us to reevaluate our priorities or appreciate what we have. Did a financial setback make you more grateful for financial security? Did a relationship issue make you appreciate your existing relationships more? Look for how the experience has shifted your perspective and write these down in a journal.